Well, good morning, Luke Clayton. How are you this morning?
Cindy, I couldn't be better. I am cock primed and ready to head up to northern Colorado to spend about 3 weeks up in the Rocky Mountains hunting elk and bear.
Something about that just does not seem fair to me.
Well, a buddy and I, for the past several years, we lease a big ranch not too far from Wyoming. It's actually located northwest of Steamboat Springs. You can drive to Steamboat in 25 minutes. But it's absolutely loaded with elk. Actually, Elk Valley runs right beside our ranch. Elk River is the river that's about 3 miles from the ranch we hunt. Cindy, it is absolutely beautiful up there. The mountain, if you look on a Google Earth or any map, you'll see Elk Mountain. The Indians named it Sleeping Giant Mountain, and it's probably located 15 miles northwest of Steamboat, very prominent mountain. But the ranch we lease, where we have guided archery hunts each year, it goes from the valley, from Elk Valley all the way up to the top, the private ownership does, to the top of Sleeping Giant Mountain, you know?
Wow. All right, while I am drooling, why don't you just make it even worse by telling me about a typical day? Would you do that?
I will, Cindy, and it's not without physical exertion, I'll tell you that, but it's not hard. It's not elk hunting like people think, packing back in 20 miles, nothing like that. We drive electric buggies. They're called intimidators. We call them buggies. They're really ATVs, but we access the high country from the valley every morning about 30, 40 minutes before daylight. We're on our intimidator electric buggy, so we're going up, and, of course, we get up early, drink some coffee, maybe wolf down a donut, not a heavy breakfast, just a little food in the stomach there. So we get up there, and we have a couple of these buggies. I'm usually guiding a couple of hunters, and then we have two other guides. My partner, Larry Large, he's got a couple, and we got another guy that's got a couple. So usually there'll be about six hunters. We get up, and then we've all got it planned out. We do a lot of scouting, and we know where the elk, if we're hunting elk, we know where they are. If there's bear hunting, we know where to hunt for the bear. So I'll take a couple of guys, and we have some stands, ladder stands. We have some ground blinds, and we'll go up, and, we'll get on them. If the elk are in the rut, heavy in the rut, well, we bugle. We use bugles. If they're not in rut, well, then cow calls. It's a cow elk makes a sound very much like a bird, Cindy. It sounds crazy. You wouldn't think a big old 600-700-pound elk would sound like that, but it's more of a little high-pitched squeak. So sometimes, you know, the cow calls work. Okay, we'll be hunting. We might kill elk or bear. We might not. If we do, that will alter a couple of our plans. We'll have to get them off the mountain. But the hunters and a couple of the guides will go back to camp. Billy Kilpatrick, our camp cook, we'll have a monstrous breakfast for everybody about 10:30. If you're not hauling elk out of the mountain, well, then you might go fishing. Elk River, the Yampa River is close by. You might spend 3 or 4 hours midday fishing. Come back, and in about 3, everybody loads back up on the buggies. We head back up in the mountains, Cindy, and we go for our afternoon hunt. And very often somebody will kill an elk about 10 minutes before dark, and that takes about 3 of us out of the equation. You know, we're butchering or hauling, quartering the elk up, or we're getting them out. That's when it turns into a little work. But the hunters go back down. Billy's got a monstrous supper cooked up, really good food. And then we sit around the campfire and tell stories. And old Luke always goes to bed about 9:30 because I got to get up early.
Oh, it sounds like a great day. Hey, next week, could we talk a little bit about the tactics that you use?
Let's do it, Cindy. I'd like to go into that with everybody. I think our hunters that listen would probably enjoy it.
All right, then. I will talk to you next week. Good luck.
Thank you, Cindy. Support for High Plains Outdoors comes from the following sponsors: the Dallas Safari Club, Sniper Hog Lights, Hoffpower Polaris, and Texas Motor Cars. Since 1972, the Dallas Safari Club has been the gathering point for hunters, conservationists, and wildlife enthusiasts. You can find out more about the Dallas Safari Club online at biggame.org. Sniper Hog Lights, maker of hunting lights for bows, crossbows, rifles, and shotguns. You can find them online at sniperhoglights.com. Off Power Polaris also supports High Plains Outdoors. Located in Goldway, Texas, Off Power Polaris offers a full line of Polaris off-road vehicles. Their website is hpolaris.com. And Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, a family-owned business for over 50 years specializing in online buying and selling of cars and trucks. Texas Motor Cars can give you a quote on the value of your vehicle using information and photos you upload. More information at texasmotorcars.com.